What's going on, traders? It's your boy Calvin, a new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode, Forex Beginner Podcast. The big question is, Calvin, do you still believe in trading one pair? What is your current thoughts on sticking to one currency pair, one financial market? Well, today I'm going to give it all to you. You already know, if you've been listening to this podcast, that I have been notoriously blunt and firm about trading one pair. But I want to give you my 2024 thought process on trading only one pair. Buckle up your seatbelts. We finna get into it today. Let's go. Before we jump back into today's podcast episode, I gotta tell you about my recommended 4X simulated prop firm, and that is Blue Guardian. Listen, traders, I'm telling you right now, what better way to jumpstart your trading career than to get funded with virtual capital? It's literally a one-time investment. You take as long as you want to pass the challenge, improve your trading skills, and you literally get funded and paid off any profit that you make. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great deal, and Blue Guardian, my recommended prop firm, is doing everything they can to ensure that traders can protect themselves and actually have a fair shot at getting funded. Number one, they have the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector is an equity-based tool that you can literally, as soon as you buy your challenge, you don't even have to be taking a trade. You can go into the back office and you can set parameters so that if your trades go negative a certain dollar amount or percentage, the Guardian Protector will automatically take you out of the trade, making sure that you don't violate your daily drawdown. This is so beneficial because the number one reason why traders like you and I lose our prop firm evaluations is simply because we hit our daily drawdown limits. But Blue Guardian has solved that problem with the Guardian Protector. They are helping us protect ourselves against ourselves. Also, Blue Guardian has no restrictions. You can hold over the weekend. You can trade during news. And this is amazing because you are allowed to trade your way without any restrictions. Also, you get an industry high 85% profit split once you go into profit on your funded account. And guess what? US traders, we are allowed to trade with Blue Guardian. We have access to their DX Trader mobile app, as well as the web browser to access and buy and sell in the market. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a prop firm, US trader, international trader, Blue Guardian is where you need to go. And today you're going to get 15% off your next challenge by using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. Again, that's 15% off your next challenge and any challenge moving forward using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. I look forward to hearing that you got funded, and let's get back to today's podcast episode. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
Yo, 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 what's going on, traders? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode, Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily inspiration, motivation, and trading tips as we work our way to reaching our goals in the largest financial market in the world. That is the Forex market. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm drinking on a smoothie right now, and it's really, really good. I really like it. And it's actually like this tropical fruit punch like flavor type, and it's really, really good, and I love it. But anyway, I'm so excited to be here with you today. And you know, the big question, right, that I get often is, Calvin, do you still believe in trading one pair and one pair only? And that is such a funny question because it just shows the growth. It shows how much I've evolved. It shows how much I've grown. It shows just who I am as a person, how I've just become somebody different than I was. And so trading one market is totally possible. And for some people, it is the it thing. It is the thing that makes them successful. It is the thing that makes them who they are, and they have no problem doing it. And that's great, right? But for me personally, now being able to say, I, Calvin, a new trader, I truly have edge in the market. I truly have a strategy that works. I truly have something that is not just working this quarter or this year, but it works entirely across any market that has a chart, right? It just works all the time. Because how I trade now how my strategy or my edge is now is based on market structure. I'm just reading what the market's telling me. And if the market is telling me I am in a state where I'm not giving you a clear direction of where I'm going, then I don't trade it. And so that's why I can't trade one market. I have to trade or have a list of a bunch of different markets, and I scan all of those markets, and I'm looking for a particular indication of what market structure is telling me. I'm looking for market structure to tell me and be very specific to me of where it's going next. And then I literally drop down to a lower time frame and I take the entry in the direction that the higher time frame market structure told me that the market was getting ready to go next. Literally, that's it. Literally, that's it. So sometimes it's a continuation of the overall trend. Sometimes it's a reversal of the overall trend. It just depends, but that's what I'm looking for. If I can't clearly see what market structure is telling me and telling me where the market is going next, then I just leave that instrument alone. I leave that currency pair alone and I go to the next one. So this morning, for instance, I had four different currency pairs that actually gave me an indication of where it was most likely to go. Now, out of those three currency pairs, three of them made the move while I was still asleep, which was outside of my trading time anyway, so I wasn't worried about that. But one of them waited until my trading time and gave me a setup. And so I'm currently in that trade right now. And I think I'm in profit. I don't know. I'm not even watching it. I set my stop loss. I set my take profit. My job is done. Simple as that. My job is done. So, like literally, that's my thought. That is my thought process. For some people, it's a great thing. And if it's working for you, that is fantastic. Keep doing it. But the thing for me was that the way I trade, the way I'm reading the market, it does not align with just trading one market. If that was the case, I would probably only be trading like once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. I can't do that. There's opportunities every week for me. And in order to position myself to seize as many of them as I can, I need to be able to demonstrate my edge in the market across multiple assets. All right. And that's the key. That is the key for me. Now, what do I think in terms of a beginner starting with like a brand new person, right? Because I still consider myself a new trader, right? I just feel like anything you haven't mastered or anything that you haven't done at least 10 years, you're still new in it. You're still learning things, right? You know, you're still learning about yourself and the thing that you do, right? And so what do I think for like a brand new trader? Should they stick with one currency market? I think, yeah, that they should focus on one market and start looking to find a setup that they see happening over and over again that, of course, needs to tie in market structure. Like, I'm not going to say I don't care, but I'll say this. The biggest blessing that I can give you guys is giving you everything that I wish I knew early. That's the biggest blessing I can give you guys, right? And I'm telling you that your edge needs to incorporate market structure. If you can read the market, if you can read trends and be able to see where you are on any time frame, you will have no problems just picking an entry criteria to be your edge in the market, because you're going to be able to read the market and know exactly where you are and where the market is most likely to go next. Listen, market structure ain't no joke. It's difficult. It's frustrating in the beginning. Even sometimes I have to stop, pause, and just pay attention. You know what I mean? Because I miss stuff. It's hard. It's something that happens and develops in time, right? Being able to spot it and see it and know exactly where you are, read the market, understand what the market's telling you, the trends and all that stuff. It takes time to be able to spot, you know, a trending market or spot a market that is not trending. It takes talent and skill in time, right? But I'm telling you, that is your fastest way to success as a new trader. If you can embrace that and start working on that immediately, finding how to enter the trade is going to just be the easy part. And that's honestly what I wish I would have studied more in the beginning of my journey because I wasn't really taught market structure. Like nobody said learn market structure. I was just learning a bunch of strategies. All the courses, well, the majority of the courses I brought, they were just all teaching strategies, but they wasn't telling me how to read the market. And that's why I would win sometimes, lose sometimes. And so I think a brand new person, again, it may be wise to just stick with one market, one currency pair, and just learn how to read market structure on that one currency pair. And then once you understand market structure and then you find an edge, a setup to actually take an entry, then at that point you can start spreading that edge, that strategy across multiple markets to be able to intensify your growth in the market. All right. So that's my current take on this topic of trading one pair and do I still believe in it? And I hope it was insightful because like growth is truly, truly happening in my trading career. And I can already see like when I get these questions and my response is totally different from what it used to be, it shows me how much God has matured me and how much I'm really growing. Even in times when I get frustrated, I'm really growing, you know, and we're all growing. And that's what this is about. So I'm so honored to be able to have this podcast, to be able to share things like this with you in real time, because these are the conversations that you can just be able to reflect on and just say, hey, where do I fit in what he's saying right now? And then you can start asking yourself and maybe challenging yourself in ways that if you didn't have access to this conversation that you couldn't. And you can start thinking about things that other new traders are not even aware of, right? And because of me sharing my experiences over the last almost 4 years now, it's giving you topics and things to start thinking about as you make the best decision for your journey and how you're going to go about this skill set. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, a new trader. Listen, man, if you're not plugged into Calvin's Forex Growth Group, get plugged in with us. That's your way to take this whole experience of the podcast to a more personal level, being able to connect with me on our Q&A calls that we do weekly, as well as connecting with the rest of the community and the private group, as well as having access to a portal, a list of videos over, I mean, it's probably almost 200 videos now, but definitely over 150, over 160 videos going over different strategies. But also I've added a lot of videos going over market structure, which is most important. So a lot of videos teaching market structure. And that's literally what we've been focused on, talking about doing a daily report card, going into detail about that, planning your trades. We're really pushing each other to be professionals in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. So this is a resource that can help you on your journey. It's not the only resource that's going to get you to where you want to get to, but it's a resource that will support you. We'll be here to give you advice, to answer your questions, and to motivate you to do the things that you know is true. All right. So, hey, God bless you. Somebody's calling me right now, but I will holler at you later. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to the bank, you should already be walking out. Duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless you. Take care. And I look forward to hearing about your success story. All right. Stay blessed. All right. Holler at you later. Peace. What's up, traders? Real quick, if you're looking to journal your trades, be able to track your progression on your trading journey and get these amazing analytical data points about your strategy, see how often it wins, the days that it wins, and be able to backtest it all in one place without having to use a pen and a piece of paper, well, check out my recommended online trading journal, TradeZilla. All right. There's a link in the description. Plus, you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER1. Again, that's TradeZilla, and you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one, at checkout. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.